But every couple of months, maybe it's a little bit more infrequent than that, as the shepherds are meeting and praying and thinking together about the church and praying for you and just thinking about where we are as a church family and how we can grow and where we can grow. From time to time, there are topics that we want to address and that we want to, maybe it's not the time for a full sermon in our exposition through Isaiah or the Gospel of Mark on Wednesday, but just go through kind of another topic that would be sort of a mini sermon. So we've called it a shepherding moment. That's what we've done before. And as we were thinking and praying tonight and next week, two of the elders want to take a little bit of time and talk about an issue that we think is very important. And in no means is this sort of a rebuke because we're not doing this. It's really sort of a way that we can teach and remind you to excel still more. And I think a very, very important topic. Tonight, in part one, in this shepherding moment, just for 5 or 6 or 7 minutes, I want to talk about the theology of financial giving. I want to lay a foundation for, I think, a topic that is very important, just giving, offerings and finances and giving of our money to the Lord. And then next week, when we come together, Jarrett is going to speak on some practical thoughts on giving here at Christ Fellowship Bible Church. And just sort of by way of introduction to you, church family, I want to remind you that God owns everything in the world. He owns everything. He owns you. He owns me. He owns our money. Psalm 24, the earth is the Lord's and all it contains. Our stewardship of money should be total. It should be complete, not partial. So all that we are and all that we have and even the way that we use our money should be for the Lord and for His glory. We are stewards, as the Bible talks about it. We are stewards that manages the assets for the owner's benefit, and that's God. He's the owner. Our role is to be faithful. Our role is to be wise, and our role is to be diligent with the money that belongs to God. Now, because you and I are stewards of the resources that God has given to me and you, think about this. Every financial decision that you make is actually a very spiritual decision. It's a very spiritual decision. And maybe for some people that might be a revolutionary concept, that every decision that you and I make with regard to our money is actually a very spiritual decision. How you manage your money, how you spend your money, how you decide, make decisions about your money, is a pretty good barometer, the Bible would say, for the condition of your spiritual life. There are over 2,000 verses in the Bible dealing with money and giving and so on. I just want to begin our time before we look at some very simple theological foundations. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 9, verse 6, that whoever sows sparingly will reap sparingly, but whoever sows bountifully, well, he will reap bountifully. And then the verse right after that, maybe you're aware of this by memory, 2 Corinthians 9, 7, God loves a cheerful giver. He loves a cheerful giver. And so when we come to the New Testament talking about giving and financial giving and giving the offerings to the Lord and to His church, remember that the Bible talks about giving first of all to your church, giving with generosity and giving out of a joy-filled heart for the advancement of the gospel locally and even globally around the world. What a cool thing that God works through us to accomplish His purposes all around the world for His glory. And so if I might even say it this clearly at the outset, Christian, it is impossible for you to outgive God. It's impossible for you to outgive God. And the simple point that I want to convey for the couple of minutes here is that God commands you and me, God commands us to give financially of His money for our good, for our protection and joy, and for the advancement of the gospel locally and around the world. It is a command. It is an obedience issue. God commands us to give. And so to be obedient to the Lord, one area of that in our Christian life ought to be financial giving. And so I want to give you just a couple of very simple ways that if people have asked, well, how do I know how to give and how do I know how much to give and sort of describe for me the importance of giving. Let me lay a little foundation with a couple of brief thoughts. Number one, we are to give worshipfully. We are to give worshipfully. Remember, God wants worshipers who worship in spirit and truth. And so when you give financially, God is actually moving your heart from dwelling on earthly money, and He's moving us to dwelling on eternal matters. Giving is a God-given safeguard for our hearts so that we would worship Him in our hearts for who He is and what He's done. Second of all, I think the Bible teaches in 1 Corinthians 16 that we are to give early on, or maybe give first to God. Maybe a biblical phrase is give your first fruits to God. In 1 Corinthians 16, we are to set aside a sum of money on the first day of each week, and we are to give, first of all, to the local church, to God and for His work. And that's one of the beautiful and wonderful things that God has designed in the Christian's life in terms of His giving. Third, we are to give sacrificially. The Bible talks about giving sacrificially. I love 2 Corinthians 8 and verse 2, where it describes the Macedonians, where they gave from their deep poverty and it overflowed in the wealth of their liberality. You know, I think about Randy Alcorn and the story that he tells when people ask him, well, how do I know how much money to give? You know, if it's not the 10%, if that was more of an Old Testament, Old Covenant way of giving for the people of Israel, how do I know how much to give today? And Randy Alcorn says, well, I don't know how much you should give, but give till you feel it. It's easy for a wealthy person to give a penny to God, but God doesn't need your money. He doesn't need my money. It's all His anyway. So he advises Christians, give until you feel it. Give until you sacrifice something. Give until you need God to provide in a great and providential way. And trust in Him. And do it with joy and give with expectancy, knowing that God your Father is faithful. Another way that we ought to give, number five, we are to give thankfully. We are to give thankfully to Him. One thought that I often have about giving is that you and I should not be so greedy that we have kind of a selfish, a covetous, kind of a self-pitying attitude when we give our money to Christ and His church. Rather, we are to give with a thankful and a cheerful and a joyful attitude because of what God has done for us. Remember, God loves a cheerful giver. Another way that we ought to give, just laying this foundation, give missionally. Give missionally. That is, give with a goal. Give with a goal. Luke 8, I'm reminded of how the women in the ministry of Christ supported Christ and His ministry out of their own private means. What a great way that they were able to serve and provide for Christ. In Romans 15, Paul said, I want to go to Spain through you, Church of Rome. I want you to give financially so that you can help me get to where I want to be. So I think we can have this mindset that as we give to the local church and we trust God to give wisdom to the church elders so they take the finances and use it for the spread of the gospel locally and around the world, we can give with that missional, that missions-minded, that global mindset. We are commanded in the Word of God, Matthew 6, to store up treasures in heaven. So we are not twisting God's arm so that He'll pay us back. We can't manipulate God to give us something that we really want. We are to give for eternity. We are to give so that souls are won and souls are gathered into the kingdom. So it is an obedience issue, but it's also a Christian joy issue, and it's a protection issue as well. You say, why are we talking about all of this? Why a shepherding moment on giving? It's because it frees your heart so that you will be able to fully worship God and invest in eternity. As long as we have things in this world, we want to hold on to that and believe that we own it. We want to believe that we are the manager of what we have. But when we give it away, it's like we relinquish the control and power of wealth. Jesus said, you can't serve two masters. No one can serve God and wealth. And so Randy Alcorn, in his great little book, The Treasure Principle, you're aware of it. It's very simple. It's very understandable, very helpful. I think Randy Alcorn just gives a couple of very, very helpful propositions. Number one, God owns everything. I'm just his money manager. Number two, he says, your heart will always go wherever you put God's money. So if you want to be more focused on missions, then give money to missions and your heart will follow your money. Heaven and earth, heaven, not earth, he says, is my home. Remember that, Christian. Our home is not here. How do you store up treasures in heaven in Matthew 6? But by giving the money away. We ought to remember as well that giving is God's antidote to materialism, because it dethrones me and it exalts God. And then Randy Alcorn gives us very helpful perspective. He said, God prospers you and God prospers me not to raise our standard of living, but to raise our standard of giving. And remember that as God prospers you financially. And may it be true for you and me that we would remember these key principles in the Word of God, that we would give financially, that we would give with a cheerful heart. God doesn't need our money. The gospel is going to go on. But it is a wonderful opportunity for our joy to increase. Just like Paul said in 2 Corinthians 8, verse 7, see that you abound in this gracious work also. And may the Lord use that verse in our hearts, that we would give, that we would give, that we would give, and be thankful and grateful and praising God with joy-filled hearts. Father, thank you that we can even look to you in this brief few minutes here on giving. We want to give. We want to be faithful, and we are giving. And for that, O Lord, we give you praise. So would you receive glory and give wisdom to us as a church as we take what belongs to you. We want to use the finances to magnify your name and increase the gospel and advance it all around the world. In Jesus' name, amen.